It's the time of year to think about love. I used to think that if you hadn't heard Cho-Cho-San sing in Madame Butterfly about that fine day when Lieutenant Pinkerton would return to her, one had never heard a love song. Musically, I still think so. But what it really communicates is longing. Is that love? Much of what we hear as popular music or art songs or operatic love songs are songs of longing, loss, or jealousy. Where's the love? Contrast that with Billy Bigelow's soliloquy in Carousel, where he starts thinking of the child he and Julie are expecting. First, he thinks about the things he'll do with, quote, my boy Bill, until he realizes that the son he's dreaming about could be a she, and then realizes the ways that he will have to provide for her. Of course, he's sexist in the ways that he thinks about his son or daughter, but he's also realizing and warming to the responsibilities of a loving husband and parent. Billy comes to understand that love is about the ways that he can make his family's lives better, not merely about his own pleasure. Billy makes a big mistake and pays with his life. But the soliloquy that Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote for him says a great deal about what love is about, the ways it transcends longing and jealousy, the joys of giving, the humanity of caring. I think that says a lot about the love that many of us experience. We seek the responsibility, the opportunity, as well as the pleasures of truly caring about others. For me, that includes the satisfaction of taking seriously the needs of other Americans, of all origins, faiths, and colors, and openness and respect toward visitors and immigrants. Respect and concern for others is part of asking the same for oneself. Ours is a very diverse country, and it will be more so in coming years. We can teach new generations of Americans that success is just a process of stomping on others to gain advantage, or we can communicate the values of mutual concern and respect toward others and toward ourselves. Ultimately, peace depends on how well we treat each other and how confident others are that they can live in peace and harmony with us. The modern world has upended some ancient accommodations among peoples. Jews lived at peace in the Muslim world for a millennium and lived precariously in the Christian world for much of the same period. Colonialism played a part in changing that for the Muslim world. The racism and classism of colonialism stirred the Muslim soul, and some of that has come out as anger. That illustrates the importance as well as the morality of the golden rule, treating others as we would want to be treated. For me, it also points to the satisfaction of truly caring about others. May I end with the words of the ancient Rabbi Hillel? If I am not for myself, who will be for me? But if I am only for myself, who am I? If not now, when?